I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. One of the most startling or jarring words to talk about in the business world is mediocrity. Boy, when I say that to leaders, they shrink back and they're like, oh, the thought that we might be mediocre. Everybody seems to understand how painful that is. And yet most of us see mediocrity around us in the world of work, in the world of commerce, and in other things in our lives. And I think that it's important that as leaders, we decide that we are not going to allow mediocrity to creep into our organizations. We have to protect our organizations from that. But I think in order to do that, we have to really understand what it is. Mediocrity is not failing at times. It's not even not maximizing your potential all the time. Everybody does that. Mediocrity is settling. It's settling for less than we should. And I think that there are two reasons we do that. Sometimes people get lazy, truly just, and that's sloth is one of the deadly sins. Mm-hmm. And we just decide, I just don't feel like trying. But I think the most common cause of mediocrity in organizations is people not being willing to have difficult, uncomfortable conversations with one another. Because very few people are actually okay with mediocrity. What they're not okay with is addressing it if it causes them to have a very difficult, confrontive conversation. And I want people to be aware of that.
You know, Pat, here's an irony. As a boss, you're going to tolerate it because you don't want people to burn out who are working for you. We don't want to work them too hard. And here's what happens when you tolerate mediocrity. You have a workplace where all the gears are not working correctly. And as a boss, you get burnt out because you're not expecting enough from people. And they get burnt out because they're not experiencing excellence from themselves. So what's going to motivate you after a couple of years of just doing okay work when you're not seeing yourself kick butt, right? Everybody actually starts to burn out in atmospheres where the norm becomes mediocrity. That's a really sad irony.
That's right. And the people that work for you, the best ones, they hate mediocrity too. It's painful to see it. And when we as leaders tolerate it, we're really frustrating our best people. Mm. And one of the things I like to say to leaders is, hey, if you don't confront mediocrity in your organization, you are going to lose your best people first. And that is usually what gives them the incentive to want to have the difficult conversations. Now, when you have those difficult conversations, do it in love. Love for that person who either needs to leave your organization where they can work someplace else and not have to work as hard, or to get better, for which they will be forever grateful. But whatever we do, let's not let mediocrity into our organizations, and let's have difficult conversations. Let's pray for that, Chris.
Yeah. Lord Jesus, you said I came so they might have life and have it to the full. Have it to the full. That means thriving in all these different areas of our lives. That includes work, where we spend the majority of our work waking hours in some days. So Lord, help us to declare war on mediocrity in ourselves, for the people around us, so that we could glorify you in our thriving. We ask this, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.